slow down too.
South St. Paul.
I give it to Ron. I give it to him.
You want?
Yes.
Did you get that in my?
Huh?
We put it for the public, I guess.
Cheers.
You might want to give one of those to Dave and.
And Dave has one, yeah. He's got it. Carlin, grab one up, wait.
Brad, but I have.
Do you want this or no?
That's an Ori, have you all gave that to you?
Yeah.
Is that one okay? I don't know either. Is this the latest one?
It is?
The way you figure it out.
Oh, 13 on the bottom.
This a deal?
It's his house.
Hey.
Members, and to the public, this is the House proposal for today with the typo fixed. And we're going to have House Counsel go through it. He's been known to go relatively fast, so try to keep up. So, Mr. Sadahome?
All right, Mr. Chairman and members. The spreadsheet is just like what we've been working off the whole time here. Shows the House position in 14-15, set of position, and the House offer. The first item is on line 6. It's Minnesota Investment Fund. The House was at $10 million each year. The Senate was at $15 million each year. The House moved to the $15 million each year, which is the governor's position. The next two items are the designated, and both the bills have that, and that continues under this. Offer. Line 9 is the job creation fund. The House was at $6 million and then $12,500,000. The House moved to the Senate position of $12,500,000 throughout the 4 years. So that would be $50 million over the 4 years. The next one is the Distressed City Economic Initiative Program. For distressed cities identified by the federal government. That's $1,235,000 one time. The next one is Job Skills Partnership. The House moved off its position for the Job Skills Partnership increases, but moved the job-based education pilot program that was in Dolley to Job Skills Partnership. It's a one-time pilot. The next one is the Redevelopment Fund, and there's a host community economic development program within. The House moved down from 9.5 to $6,875,000. The 875,000 is for the host community economic development program. The next one is Enterprise Minnesota Small Business Growth Acceleration Program. The House is offer includes the House position one time, $375,000 each year. The next one is an energy efficiency improvement grant at $750,000 one time. The next one is the Southern and Southwest Minnesota Initiative Foundation pilot at $160,000 each year. The next one is a direct appropriation to the Center for Rural Policy and Development, since it really doesn't fit, and that would be $100,000 each year. The Senate position on Senate St. Paul East by Business Association is not included in the House. The Senate proposed moving the Minnesota Film Board and TV Board from Explore Minnesota Tourism. The House does that. These are base numbers for the first two. The next one is the Minnesota Film and TV Board Job Production Fund. The House is proposing $1,500,000 each year ongoing. The House is continuing with the Business Development and Competitive Grant Program with a 20% or 30% increase over base for those programs. Page two, the House is continuing, offer continues the workforce, Adult Workforce Competitive Grant Program with a 20% increase, and it's actually going to be a little higher than that because of interaction further down in the spreadsheet. The labor market information study was a House and Senate position. The House had it at $250,000 a year. The Senate had it about $1 million a year. This would be at $500,000 a year ongoing. The next one is a youth build program increase of $250,000 in 14 and 15 one time. The next one is the Youth Competitive Grant Program increase is not included here. And again, there's an interrelationship, which means more money will be available for competitive program. It's just that there won't be any general fund. It'll be Workforce Development Fund. The next ones are direct appropriations. What the first one is the Alliance of Boys and Girls Club, the Workforce Development Fund for $750,000 a year, Senate position. The next one is Minnesota Diversified Industries at $200,000 a year, ongoing, Senate position. The next one is the Fast Track Minnesota Adult Career Pathways Program at $250,000 or $2,500,000 a year. Direct appropriation to the Workforce Development Fund, and the tails the House had at $2,225,000. That would be reduced to hit target, and that would be $2,090,000. The next one's a House position, Minnesota High Tech Association Sci-Tech Experience Program, which is basically an apprenticeship program at $425,000 a year out of the Workforce Development Fund. The next one's a Foreign Trade Healthcare Professionals Grants, one-time Workforce Development Fund, $450,000. The next one is the Autism Spectrum Disorder Pilot, and that's at $68,000, one-time out of the Workforce Development Fund. The next one would be continuing the House position to continue the Adult Workforce Competitive Program. And again, this includes the increase I've talked about. And going down, the House is proposing to, or the offer would continue the governor and the governor's recommendation that we continue the workforce, youth workforce development competitive program. And there was, this program actually will have more money available for the participants because the Alliance of Boys and Girls Club will not, anybody that's funded directly cannot get funded under the competitive grant program. So that'll increase that money available for that. Going to page three, all the agency base adjustments of the House are out of the proposed offer. The annual cost of living study is the House position at $150,000 out of the year out of the general fund. Labor market study information study I talked about at $500,000 elsewhere on the sheet. The next trade office are our governor's positions for the first three, with the exception the House has the $30,000 for a one-time STEP grant for East African Nations initiatives. And the last one is the Trade Policy Advisory Group, which is both in the House and the Senate bills at $50,000. The next one, Broke Rehab, there would be an increase in the employment support services or extended employment for persons with mental illness for $500,000 a year. That would be the only base adjustment there. The employment support persons with mental illness grants is not in the offer. Going to page four, the unemployment insurance. This reflects the contingency account transfer. The House had that ongoing in the House offer. It'd be one time in 14-15 only. And I think that pretty much does deed. Moving on to housing finance. The House did not have the governor's housing and job growth initiative at $10 million a year. The Senate had it at $15 million. The House offer has it at $10 million. And the program increase, which would be ongoing, would be about $2,250,000 each year in the first biennium and almost $6 million in the permanent base for that program a year out. The next one's rental assistance for highly mobile student initiative. The House had it at $1.5 million. The Senate had it at $3 million. The governor's rec was $2 million. The House offer is at the governor's rec. The reentry assistance initiative, the House had that at $0. The Senate had it at $2 million. The House offer is $1 million each year. And the high risk adult housing demo project was a House position elsewhere, and that moved to HHS finance, though all of the transfers in the House did. The next one is a rental assistance for mentally ill bridges program, commonly called. Senate was at $2 million. The House is at $400,000 ongoing. Family homeless prevention is at about $400,000 a year in the first biennium, a little over $1 million a year in the out biennium. Homeownership assistance fund is at $33,000 in the first biennium per year, $88,000 in the ongoing out year. The Affordable Rental Investment Fund, this is the governor's rec to reallocate that money, and the House is at that level and came off a little bit where they were. Rehabilitation program, housing for rental housing, is at $366,000 the first year. First biennium each year, that's set first biennium, about $1 million a year in the out biennium, and then they also get some of the reallocation, so they'd be at $3,138,000 each year, and then $3,700,000 in the out. Owner-occupied housing is the House went to the Senate position, and that's also the governor's position at $2,772,000 a year ongoing. The next one is a real Senate position for reallocating money from the 2012 flood bill. This money had been in the Quick Start program. This would cancel that money at the end of June 30th. Whatever's left would go to this program. It's estimated to be $3 million. And the money would go for rehabilitation program, and the flood area would have priority. First dibs until August 14th, I think the date is, of 2014, then the money would just fold back into the, would cancel to the regular program. The next one is the housing education and counseling training. This is called, is at $40,000 a year, $106,000 in the out years. The next one is capacity building grants. It's at $250,000 a year ongoing. The next ones are some open, the grants that were, these are all House position. And the offer continues those at what the House was coming in. The one that is St. Paul PED, Public Economic Development for Housing, is 251 times is the only difference. So that does housing. Looking at labor and industry, there's no changes. Everybody's the same on the first page, with the exception that there is the minimum wage inflator implementation for if that goes on, becomes part of the law, and it would be in the out biennium, because I think the current proposal is to have that effective January 1st, 2016. The next one is wage enforcement within DALI, and that is $100,000 a year ongoing. The JEP program I talked about, that was moved to DEED. Agency-based adjustment, again, is not funded in any of the agencies. And I think that's the only other difference. The Office of Combating Sport, as I understand, there's an agreement to lower the fees by $3,000 a year. And so it's just a very minor difference. Going down to the bottom of the page, starting on line 390, the expanded tourism marketing, the House offer is at $5 million a year, and then in the out years would be at another $385,000 added to the base. So that'd be $5 million for the first 2 years, $5,385,000. The others just reflect the move to DEED and the Northern Lights International Film Festival at $100,000 a year, which is a Senate position. The next one is the Bureau of Mediation Services. That is a governor's rec. The first one on line 406 and the House and the Senate funding at the same. The next one's also a governor's rec. That reflects the acceptance of that rec. And the final one is the Office of Collaboration and Dispute Resolution, and that includes both the office and grants for mediation assistance from local mediation services. The next one's the Board of Accountancies. This is the House position on that. I'm not really sure what the difference between the two bills were, but this is what the board asked for. It's exactly what they asked for, that dollar amount. Likewise, with the Board of Architecture, there was no increase. The Board of Cosmetology is at $300,000 a year. Again, the board requested that. The barbers are at $60,000 a year. That was a board initiative as well. The Workers' Comp Court of Appeals, that's a one-time appropriation out of the Work Comp Fund. That's governor's rec and was both in the House and the Senate's bill. The next one would be the Science and Technology Authority. Governor's rec was to repeal that authority, and both bills had that, and that is in this offer. Going down to the Department of Commerce, both bills had this number, so this is a governor's rec at $90,000 each. Petro Fund is at base. Administrative Services, that's the governor's rec at $340 a year. Ongoing, and both bills had that. Unclaimed property compliance, the only difference between the two bills was that the House has in their offer, which was in their bill, for an initiative with newspaper publication to see if they can get more people aware of possible unclaimed property that's being held in their name. At $25,000 a year, that'd be one time, and then they'll revisit whether it worked or not. Agency base adjustment is not there. It was a House position. Broadband Development Office is $500,000 a year ongoing. The next one is transfers from TAM. The base is $300,000 now. The Commission of Deaf Blind and Hard of Hearing would be $200,000 more the first year, $500,000 more ongoing. Coordinating technology and accessibility usability would be over at the Office of Enterprise Technology, trying to provide these services throughout state agencies and state government at $290,000 a year. And the captioning of legislative coverage is at $150,000 a year, and I think that's what we currently give for doing that. That's a closed captioning for legislative coverage. The next one is down in enforcement. The House position is reflected in the offer that the House came in at $646. This is offset by revenue, and it's just initiating a bullion coin dealers regulation. The next one is in agency investment. This would be at the House position, also the governor's rec at $485,000 a year. The next one is just the base amount. Moving to the next page. The change item, the House offer would have the agency investment. That's another governor's rec. Both bills had that at $90,000 a year. The statutory changes, I think those are on hold because they're being negotiated over in the Energy Conference Committee, I believe. And so they're just waiting to see what happens over there. The next one is in the insurance division over in Commerce. That's at $270 a year. Everybody's the same. That was a governor's rec. And that's Commerce. Public Utilities is at base, no change. And the base adjustment is gone for the commission. And that gets us to the bill totals. And the only thing that the House had a cancellation of the MIF fund from the 2012 flood, that's no longer, that's not in the House offer, and I think that pretty much explains the difference, and there's $2,000 on the bottom line in both this biennium and next biennium.
You didn't spend $2,000?
We're going to have a party this
morning. We're under budget. Well, actually, we are woefully inadequate, but that's got a lot to do with our target, so we're going to have to see if we can work this out a little bit differently. But do you want anybody to comment on this in the public, or do you want to take this?
I'm kind of hoping the senators would comment on it myself.
The senators are going to take this under consideration and then come back with a counteroffer, I would assume. But I thank you for the work. It's gone a long way. There's a few things I'm a little bit disappointed in. I'm kind of disappointed in the offer on the competitive grants, because I thought the Senate position was way better than yours. But the film board money is going to be an issue. So we're getting close, people, and so somewhere along the way here we'll be able to figure out an offer that we can both live with and make everybody happy. So I don't know how much longer you want to go tonight, but if you want to recess for 11, 9, 7, I don't know what. I don't know.
How long,
I haven't eaten yet today. Have you eaten yet today?
I took a small bite before this got started. You want to come back?
Do you want to come back today, or do you want to come back tomorrow?
Well, I think we should probably try and get this thing. Seems how we only have a week left of session.
What do all you people want us to do out here? You want us to come back today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm.
I think we can try and get this thing put together yet tonight.
Give us till. I'll give us an hour, okay? And if we don't make any progress, I'll let you know. How's that sound?
How about we make it an hour and 15 minutes? That way I can get to the right restaurant.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's pretty late. All
right. 8:30. Should we come back at 10?
Come back before.
We tell them 9:45. That'll be the end.
Okay. Let's say 9:45.
9:45. Okay. All right. Welcome.
Watch Columbus.